Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday. The week is moving right along. It is, thank God, it's Friday time, 24 hours from now. Thursday, the 26th of October. And tomorrow, I've got my interview with President Donald J. Trump that I will tape in the morning, and it'll be on this radio show in the afternoon, and then it'll air on my Real America's Voice show on TV on Saturday. And then Saturday evening, I'm anchoring coverage of President Trump's speech here in Las Vegas. He's speaking at about 6 o'clock in Vegas, and our coverage begins at 5:30 on Real America's Voice TV, and I will be the anchor here in Las Vegas for that coverage. So very exciting weekend, lots going on. Let's talk about the big news story. I mean, you can't, to me, it's not the big news story. I mean, it's a terrible story, but it's not the big news story. It's the shooting, right, in Maine? I mean, that's all the media wants to talk about, is the shooting in Maine. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, shooting in Maine, shooting in Maine, shooting in Maine. And it's terrible when a mass shooter kills, you know, 5 people, 10 people. This is, what was it, 18 people? At first they said it was 22, now it's 18. They said there were 60 injured, now they're saying it's like 15 injured. It's still terrible. They're terrible numbers. And we pray for the people involved, and we feel awful for the people involved, and it's just a terrible thing. But there are more important things in the world and in the news and in America that affect all of us. This doesn't affect you and me. I'm in Las Vegas. This is in Maine. The things that affect all of us, the open borders, the green energy disaster, the climate change disaster that's bankrupting our country, the lies, the government debt that's bankrupting our country, who just got named to the Speaker of the House, that affects the whole country. The Israeli war that's leading to World War III, that affects the whole country. All the charges and all the informants dropping a dime on Joe Biden, and the DOJ and the FBI would not lift a finger, that affects the whole country. The COVID vaccine that's killing so many people, that affects the entire country. This shootout in Maine is a one-day thing, but the average person, their eyes are like it's a diamond. It's like it's the Hope Diamond. Every time there's a big shooting, everybody in the media runs. That's the story that matters. Oh, my God. And it's a terrible thing for the people involved, but it doesn't affect the rest of us, whereas all of this other stuff affects all of you. And the minute it happened yesterday, this nutjob started shooting people. Within seconds, I heard what was going on. The first report was 16 dead right away. And so I immediately tweeted out and social mediaed out at all my social media sites. I posted that this is not about guns. As always, the left will make it about guns and about, you know, assault rifles. There is no such thing. There's no assault rifles. It's a rifle. So it's about guns and rifles. No, it's not. It's about a mentally ill guy. That's what it's about, a mentally ill guy. And if there was one person in Maine with a gun, they could have stopped this guy. But nobody obviously had a gun in the bowling alley. Nobody in the bar had a gun. Nobody could fire back. So you're just fish in a barrel. When a person starts shooting, if nobody has a gun, you're all helpless fish in a barrel. Everybody's got to get armed. That's the lesson of this. That's the lesson of Israel and the Hamas attack. You've got to get armed. You can't let someone else determine the future of your life and your children's life, and you go down without fighting. So you gotta get armed. I've got my concealed carry permit. I carry as much as I can wherever I go. My wife carries wherever we go. And, you know, I take a walk in the park at night. We're both carrying guns. So I know at 11 at night I can take a walk. I have nothing to fear. There's nothing anyone's going to do to me. I got a gigantic 100-pound dog, and I'm packing a gun. What are they going to do to me? So that's why I'm not scared, right? When you have a gun, you're equal to someone else who has a gun, and you're even better than someone who has a knife, and you're better than someone who's big and strong and just wants to beat you with their hands or with a baseball bat or whatever it is. A gun trumps all that. You've got a fighting chance with a gun, even against a nut job with a gun. This is about mental illness, and I said that from day one, from moment one of this last night. You should all join my social media. I'm at Real Wayne Root at Twitter. I'm at Real Wayne Root at Getter. I'm at Real Wayne Root at Truth Social. I'm at Real Wayne Root at Gab. And I opine on everything going on in the world all day long. Whenever I'm available, whenever I'm free, whenever there's big news, I opine on it. And I give you my opinions. And this was about mental illness. And sure enough, it turns out this guy was mentally ill. He was kicked out of the military for being mentally ill and hearing voices. And he made threats against his own military base. He's a nut job. It's not the gun. It's never, ever about the gun. You know, just like there's so many fat people who are going to die today. How many fat people die every hour of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, strokes? And it's not the food. I eat the same food. It's how much you eat. It's the quantity. And you don't work out. Don't blame the food. Don't blame the fork. Don't blame the knife. Don't blame the spoon. They've got nothing to do with the crime scene. It's you. If you're obese, you eat too much. And you probably eat junk. I eat good food. You know, you eat chicken, I eat chicken. Your chicken is fried. My chicken is grilled. You know? Your chicken has batter on it with some crappy gluten crap. I'm non-gluten. So I'm thin and you're not. It's not the food to blame. The chicken's not to blame. The dead chicken is not to blame. The dead piece of steak is not to blame. And the fork is not to blame. Why would the gun or the bullets be to blame? It's the guy pulling the trigger. He's mentally ill. He's a nut job, or he's a vicious hater. Like those two kids in Las Vegas, one black, one Latino with tattoos on his face, who killed a retired white policeman and laughed in court and gave the finger to his family. Is that about the car? Would you ban cars? Would you ban black people from having cars? Would you ban Latino youth from having cars? No. Nobody's banned from having a car. You put the two kids in jail for the rest of their lives, and you let every other kid, white, black, Latino, or otherwise, drive a car. You don't blame every kid, and you don't blame cars. So why is the one thing that gets blamed guns? Actually, it's two things in the world gets blamed. Two things get blamed unfairly in life. One is guns, the other is Jews. It's unbelievable. I've never seen a situation where Jews get attacked, get murdered, get hacked, their necks, throats cut, their jugulars cut, their heads cut off, babies murdered, stabbed 50 times, and beheaded, women raped, people burned to death with a tie around their neck, all for the crime of being a Jew. Another Holocaust. In the first Holocaust, did anyone blame the Jews? After you found out they were in concentration camps, did anyone in America blame the Jews? It's amazing around the world and in America, but again, it's only the Palestinians and the Muslims. There's very few white people blaming the Jews. There are a few, but they're sick in the head. There's even a few Jews, but they're sick in the head. They're mentally ill nut jobs. For the most part, almost everyone in America is on the side of Israel. But unfortunately, we let a lot of bad people into America, and those people come with hatred for Jews, and they blame Jews for being attacked and being murdered. Hey, did you hear 100 Jews died yesterday? It's the Jews' fault! What a moron. What morons. What knuckleheads you are. You people don't belong in America. You should all be deported. You're sick in the head. You're blaming the Jews because crazy terrorist whack jobs attacked Jews, and they were on drugs. They would kill in ways that are unimaginable and vicious and vile. And you're blaming the Jews for that? Just like you blame a gun, when I've got a gun and I'm 62 years old and I've had a gun for 45 years and I've never hurt a person with it. It's only for self-defense. It's never been used anywhere else except the gun range. So therefore, in the right hands, guns are great. And for the most part, Jews are great. What the hell are you people talking about? There's just some sick people in this country. Did you hear what happened in New York City yesterday? Jewish students in New York City fled to a locked library. They ran in the library and locked the door behind them as pro-Hamas students banged on the door. Jewish students of Cooper Union in Manhattan had to flee to a locked library as the pro-Hamas students banged on the door. And the police had to come rescue them. NYPD had to come rescue them. The crowd was chanting, Free Palestine. There's two things that bother me about that. One, you just can't have this in America. You can't have Muslims chasing Jews to their death, scared to death in America. And two, my own people, the Jewish people, I've always complained. Too nerdy, too weak, don't know how to fight back. The Jews of Israel are killers, man, and I love it. I love it. It's killing in self-defense. Because they know that if you don't get strong and kill back, you get killed. They know that never again should there be another Holocaust, and there won't be if we kill the bad guys. And the Jews in America run and hide and lock the door because people are banging on the door and screaming, Free Palestine, or I'm going to kill the Jews. No, stand up to them. Punch them in the face. What's the matter with you people? Can't stand seeing Jews run like little wussies. You're never going to get me to run. Stand in my face and see what happens. It's just amazing to me. Amazing to me. The only reason people act up is because nobody hits them back. What was Mike Tyson's famous line? Everyone's got a plan till they get smashed in the face. Yeah, you're going to have a good plan with me. I'm going to smash you in the face and your plan's going to come crackling down on the floor. Be right back. Most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, ROOT. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at mystore.com. Also, with the promo code ROOT at mystore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at mypillow.com and mystore.com. That's promo code ROOT.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wayne on the roots is on fire. There's 2 new polls out. I want to tell you about them. First of all, Fox News has a headline reporting on Joe Biden's approval among Democrats sinks 11 points in 1 month to a record low. Joe Biden's approval rating sunk 11 points among Democrats in 1 month amid destabilization in the Middle East. Nobody thinks he's doing a good job in Israel, even Democrats. Biden's approval among his own party plummeted from 86% to a record low of 75%. Can you imagine, though? Okay, you can argue at 1 point, 11 points in a month is an amazing drop, and 75% among your own party is very low, and it's his all-time low. But still, 75% of Democrats do support him. It's unbelievable. Just amazing. And the funny thing is, he's losing Muslims is what this article's about. Because he's taking an unequivocal stand on behalf of Israel. I'm laughing. I'm a Jew. Thinks he doesn't nearly do enough. Everything he did led to the disaster in Israel. He's the reason for the disaster in Israel. But that's okay. Good, good, good. Let the Muslims hate his guts and not vote for him. I like it. Hope they run a Muslim candidate. Let's have Biden, Trump, RFK Jr. and a Muslim candidate. I love it. I hope Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib runs for president. That'd be great. Let them grab 5% of the Democrat vote. I can imagine their campaign slogan. Oh my God! What a country we're becoming. And then a second poll. Donald, what's your campaign slogan? Kill the Jews. Oh man! Don't think it's that. Sound like an exaggeration? Or that's what they scream all day long. Kill the Jews! Drive into the sea! All right. And then the second one, second polls, Donald Trump crushes Joe Biden in key battleground states. Now, this one, this survey, by the way, shows Biden winning by two. See, I'm always honest. Interactive polls shows Biden beating Trump 48-46, but within the margin of error, but it doesn't matter because elections aren't won by popular vote. They're won by electoral vote. It shows Trump winning big in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Those are the six states that I believe were stolen in the last election. So what makes you think they won't be stolen this time? I don't know. I don't know, but I'm telling you, the polls show Trump is winning big over Biden in those states. So that's good. So in one poll, Biden's losing support among Muslims and therefore overall losing support in the Democrat Party. In the other poll, Trump is beating him, kicking his ass in every battleground state. All good. No Covidium is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's sold at only one place, one website, spikewarrior.com. Spikewarrior.com. You know, I'm a man of solutions, and the question I get asked every day, I got a ticking time bomb in my body. I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? You know, I had to keep my job, or I wanted to see my parents in a nursing home, or I wanted to travel. Whatever the reason was, a lot of people, millions, tens of millions, were forced to take the COVID vaccine. They want answers as to what they do to rid their body of that poison. Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending No Covidium from SpikeWarrior.com, best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending No Covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells, kicks them out of your body, removes them forever, naturally. It's not a drug, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle and get two. Two for the price of one. Right? Pay for one bottle of No Covidium, patent pending No Covidium, and get one free. Either two for you that last twice as long, or one for you and one for someone you love. Just use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn-Root at spikewarrior.com. This formula can turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Go right now to spikewarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. Spikewarrior.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hamas, Hezbollah, terrorists are on U.S. soil waiting for Iran's green light to attack. Who says it? Not Wayne Root. This is a House hearing. Is told this by security experts that Hamas and Hezbollah terrorists are on U.S. soil waiting for Iran's green light to attack. Tried to tell you. It's been my overriding theme here for weeks. Long before it happened in Israel, but, you know, for months, for years, 2.5 years, the open border is going to kill us. But since the Israel attack 3 weeks ago, it's certainly been my day and night overriding theme that they're already in the United States. This is the sign. The people that are protesting around the country that are screaming, I'm on the side of Hamas. I don't mind they killed 1,400 Jews. I'm celebrating. It's the Jews' fault. Those people are the terrorists. That's a sign they're coming to fight a war inside our country. Anyone who would openly say, kill the Jews, Hitler didn't finish the job. We're going to finish the job. They've said these things out loud. Dentists and doctors and lawyers and financial bankers have said these things out loud and been fired. They're actually saying them. That tells you what's going on. It's going to lead to war in this country. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. Maine authorities are still hunting for a suspected mass shooter. Last night, a gunman opened fire inside a Lewiston bowling alley and bar, killing 18 and injuring 13 others. Among the wounded, three are in critical condition. In the wake of those shootings, the White House is underscoring the pressing need to tackle the epidemic of gun violence in the U.S.
Let's work together to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Let's work together to enact universal background checks.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre called upon the newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson to collaborate with Democrats in advancing gun reform legislation. Pfizer and BioNTech are starting a Phase 3 trial for their combined flu and COVID-19 mRNA vaccine. Positive outcomes were reported from the Phase 1 and Phase 2 studies, focusing on safety and effectiveness. John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Ruth the Root, the Root is on fire. There is more to talk about, I'm telling you, in the world than the main mass murder. And there's even more to talk about, believe it or not, than Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I mean, that's all you ever hear about is Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's as if the world is filled with morons who don't know that the border is open, our nation is on the verge of open civil war or revolution and terrorist attacks and World War III all at the same time. And people are dropping dead left and right for the COVID vaccine, and China owns our government. But, you know, Travis Kelce is screwing Taylor Swift, so all is well in the world. Glad all of you are happy. That should always be the top of the news. And in each NFL game, it should be mentioned 36 times. Look at Travis Kelce's girlfriend, Taylor Swift, for the 300th time during this broadcast. It's just unbelievable. I want to vomit. I really do. I don't even think Taylor Swift is hot. I never did. All right. Now, if it was some hot babe, okay, but not Taylor Swift. All right. Risk On 360 is a sponsor of this segment of the show. I've spoken all over the world, as all of you know, on the topics of politics, business, and success. But this is the coolest event I've ever seen. It's right here in Vegas. Discover the keys to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, and supercharge your life at the Risk On 360 Global Success Conference. This event stars Tucker Carlson, Charles Payne of Fox News, yours truly, Wayne Allyn, and many other famous business leaders and motivational speakers. The conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal and professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. Join Todd Ault for 2 days of high-energy sessions focusing on business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, fitness and health, and philanthropy. It takes place November 19th and 20th at the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. That's at the tail end of the Formula One weekend. So Formula One, everyone will go crazy Friday and Saturday, and of course Saturday night's the race. And then Sunday and Monday, all the speakers, including Tucker Carlson, right here at the Ahern Hotel on the Risk On 360 event, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register now at riskon360.com. That's riskon360.com. And it'll be the first time I get to meet Tucker Carlson, so I'm excited as well. Very cool. I get to add to my wall of fame. I never had a photo with Tucker Carlson. I've been on his show, but I've never met him in person. All right, my guest is Tom Del Beccaro. He's an attorney, former chairman of the California Republican Party, and he's here to talk a little bit about what's going on with Gavin Newsom, who could very well be the Democrats' next presidential candidate. And I don't mean after Joe Biden. I mean if Joe Biden falls asleep for the last time sometime in the next few weeks or months or is forced out due to his declining mental acuity, you may very well see Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama as the nominee. Gavin Newsom certainly thinks, based on all his his photo ops, that he's the next guy. He denies it. He says Kamala's next in line. I believe he thinks he's next in line, and he's being humble. Tom Del Beccaro, tell us what you think about Governor Gavin Newsom.
Hey, Wayne, great to be on. I'm surprised you don't like Travis and Taylor, you know, trailer. You really got to give it up. Never mind.
Taylor Swift is not my style. Not my style. She's no Marilyn Monroe.
Honestly.
She's no Marilyn Monroe, let me tell you.
So she's not nearly as obscene, though, as Gavin Newsom. You know, in the olden days, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, politics stopped at the border or the water's edge if there was an international crisis. Gavin Newsom goes abroad during an international crisis and says, stunningly, I wish I was president. Then he goes to China, who, oh, by the way, you know, slavery, new coal plant every day. Live human organ harvesting, and most importantly for this moment, buys and gives tons of oil from Iran, giving them tons of money so that they could, I don't know, give it to Hamas. He picks this moment in time while his president is having trouble dealing with a crisis to go abroad. Petulant, childish. I don't know where you want to describe this.
Well, I mean, the question is, and Tom, do me one favor real quick. Can you get off speakerphone and get on the phone? It's just hard to understand you on the speakerphone. Got to get you on the phone line itself. Got it?
All right, I'm doing it right. Hey, Meryl.
We got you?
There you go. Sorry about that.
No problem. It's just easier to hear you. There's just an echo when you're on a speakerphone.
It's just outrageous.
Yeah, but here's my question. What gives a random governor who claims he's not running for president, who is not declared for president, why would a governor even get a chance in the middle of a war situation to meet with Israel and to meet with China? Why would they even meet with him, and what is he doing there?
Well, for China, it's easy, Wayne. He gives China a photo op. They now have pictures of Mr. Green shaking their hand in their $160 million EV vehicle, electric vehicle. They get a photo op with him. They're going to use this to the world, saying, "See, we're trying to help out." So they're all about it. And every time a Western leader goes to China and doesn't talk about human rights, that's a victory for them. I don't really get the Israel thing. I mean, the trip was set up a while back. These things don't happen overnight. I'm surprised they let him in. But for
it's
him,
kind of schizophrenic.
I wish I was president.
It's kind of schizophrenic. I mean, there's no reason for him, if he's not running for president, which he swears he's not, and he actually went out of his way to say, "I'm not," and Kamala's next in line, then what is he doing in Israel? He's a governor of one American out of 50 states. Governor of one. He's 1/50th importance of a governor. What is he doing representing America in Israel and China? No one asked him to go. Doesn't make any sense. And by the way, you make a good point when you say, you know, when he's in China and he doesn't ask about slavery, you know, he's making them look good, but I go one step further. We are the country that is destroying our economy based on climate change due to Democrat administration. He should be there asking them why they're building a coal plant every 5 minutes.
No, he wouldn't stand up to that.
Right.
Of course he wouldn't. Now, look, him and Kamala go way back. They brokered the fact that she would be senator and he would be governor. And he's on the surface polite with her, but has a long history of fighting with her. But he knows she's at 30%. She's no more going to be president than I'm going to start the World Series next week. So it's fun and easy for him to say that. Sounds like he's being loyal, but he's out there doing favors. He started a PAC. He's raising money. If Obama makes a phone call in January that says, "Okay, enough of Joe Biden, he's been a failure," they would drop ship him in. No question about it.
Well, I've always said that he's the leading contender, but I think a little long shot says, a little birdie told me, that Michelle Obama is the one they really want, because she'd stand a much better chance of winning than Gavin Newsom, right? She picks up the entire black vote. He does nothing for the black vote. As a matter of fact, a lot of blacks are now starting to like Donald Trump a lot. So I think they're in trouble unless they get someone in there that could break that Trump attraction to black voters, and I think that's Michelle Obama. So it could be Gavin with Michelle. Michelle is VP, could be Michelle as president with Gavin as VP. But I think you might have a combination of the two of them on a ticket.
Well, there's no doubt he has this ambition. He's had it. I know people have known him since high school, have said he's always been this kind of quirky attitude dude who kept himself apart. I know people in politics that have known him for decades, who said that this has always been his ambition. He is, of course, the very representation of what the left calls white privilege. If your listeners Google Sacramento Bee, Newsom, and white privilege, they used to have an op-ed about why are we helping this personification of white privilege. The Gettys have backed him. He's never succeeded in anything. You could Google how he was going to end homelessness in San Francisco when he was mayor. That didn't exactly work out. Then he tried to end it for the Bay Area. That didn't work out. Then he became governor of California, and now it's everywhere. So, nevertheless, on the left, Wayne, as you know, you don't have to actually do things. You just have to say the right things.
Well, you know him so much better than me. You're the former chairman of the California Republican Party. You know, people have known him his whole life. So my question to you, Tom Del Beccaro, is, has he ever had any success in the private sector? Is he a guy that just lived his whole life on government paychecks and wealthy donors?
Well, look, he's part owner in, you know, Plump Jack, which mysteriously stayed open during some of the portions of
I don't know what that is. What's Plumpjack? I have no idea. Never heard of it in my life.
That's a winery. It's a winery. Sorry.
Yeah, but is that his doing? Is he standing there running a winery, or he invested in somebody else's sweat, is my question.
He is as gilded spoon, born with a golden spoon in his mouth, as anyone you'll ever imagine. He's look, he's related to the Browns through marriage, Pelosi through marriage, and Getty Oil is the one who financed the king of climate change. And by the way, he just lied to the whole world yesterday saying, I don't have to tell Californians last 4 or 5 years there's been extreme drought. Well, except for last year, where there was record rain, and they're expecting another huge rain this year.
It's all these liberals, they all make me sick. Not one of them knows anything about anything. They're wrong about everything, but they have the media on their side. If you've got the media on your side, you could be wrong at 99 out of 100, and they call you great, and they hide your failures. And a guy like me is right 1,000 out of 1,010 over the last 8 years on radio and TV, and they only take the 10 I'm wrong on, and they make me out to be a loser and a failure. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. Hey, Tom, the music's on. We got to run. Great to have you on and give us a little insights into your knowledge of Gavin Newsom. Tom Del Beccaro, attorney, former chairman of the California Republican Party. Thank you, Tom. Good luck with the mess you got in California, my friend. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. Now the root for having your life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number 1 best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying. Much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment is War Beef, and then I want to tell you what I think about Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House. Hold your breath. What is Wayne Root going to say about Mike Johnson? Oh, boy. Warbeef.com. There's no question what's going on. It's a communist globalist takeover of the USA. The enemies of America are within. So you got to get prepared, right? You may keep fighting for the best. You may keep hoping for the best. You may keep praying for the best. But you got to prepare for the worst. You know there's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities, the supply chain. Food prices are spiraling. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sets high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. And only, that's all they sell, high-quality freeze-dried beef. Premium Texas beef, no beef crumbles like other food survival companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, original steak sirloin. When you open up your survival food, some of us are going to be living in style with Texas beef and ribeye and New York strip, and the rest of you are going to be eating beef crumbles. It's going to be a long, unhappy nuclear winter, let me tell you. And they guarantee no mRNA jabs ever in their cattle. So only one ingredient, premium beef, premium Texas beef, for survival food in case of emergency. That's what it's for. It's emergency survival food. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. That's warbeef.com, promo code WAR15. All right, so what do I think about Mike Johnson? I didn't know what to think of him because, to be honest with you, just like all of you, I'd never heard of the guy in my life. He's one of the most anonymous members of the U.S. Congress. Has anyone out there ever heard of Mike Johnson? I've never heard of Mike Johnson. I have no idea who he was. I know more about Gary Johnson than Mike Johnson. Gary Johnson is a former governor of New Mexico, Republican, who became the Libertarian presidential candidate in 2012. So I know about Gary Johnson. I know nothing about this guy. I just never heard of him. Mike Johnson. I don't know. So here's the deal. He's fully 100% all the way MAGA. And he's a big Christian. And he's a big believer in Israel. And that he believes in the Republican Party and conservatism and patriotism. So far, if this guy's real, he's fantastic. This was a great upgrade. Matt Gaetz did us all a big favor. For a while, it looked like he screwed up. Because by getting rid of McCarthy, someone worse was coming in. But in the end, Gaetz was right, and it turned out great. And Mike Johnson is the right guy. He may be better than Jim Jordan. He seems like he's actually better than Jim Jordan. Here's what Democrats say. There was an article yesterday. Believe it or not, I read lots of liberal publications, and I'm reading Mother Jones magazine, which is like, you know, commie squared. And they got an article headline, Mike Johnson helped engineer Trump's coup, and then Democrats helped make him speaker. And they're just raging mad that Democrats ever helped Gaetz vote against McCarthy and get rid of him because they got a guy who never wants to cooperate with them, who's a total MAGA America First guy, Mike Johnson. So they got screwed, and we won. Matt Gaetz himself says the Johnson speakership proves MAGA is ascendant in the GOP and the swamp is on the run. It was a big victory. And his first move, and I don't know if I agree this should have been his first move, but his very first vote, the House approved a resolution under Mike Johnson, new House Speaker, backing Israel. We are in support of Israel. We will help Israel. We stand with Israel. We'll help them any way we can. So in a way, that's good, because I'm very pro-Israel. I just think we have bigger fish to fry. I think it should have been one of the top 10. I would have made that one of my top 10 on day one, but I would have passed a bunch of stuff, mostly relating to the open border and impeaching Biden. And the crimes that he's committed are unbelievable. But still, a guy who says openly, I stand with Israel, the first thing I'm going to do is stand with Israel. I can live with that. I think that's great. I don't think it should have been the first thing. I'm a Jew, and I don't think it should have been the first thing. I think the first thing you do is involves the United States. We got to stop the open border. We got to pass a resolution that the border must be sealed and secured, and we got to pass a resolution that the wall must be built and finished, and we got to pass a resolution that says that Joe Biden is purposely, intentionally destroying the United States of America with that open border, and that these people cannot all be allowed in. But I was certainly in the top 10 had we stand with Israel. And I didn't even mention that Israel, the war is starting. Israel conducts a limited ground incursion into northern Gaza with their tanks under the cover of darkness Thursday, with its tanks and infantry striking numerous terrorist cells. So and they say it's to prepare the battlefield ahead of the main ground invasion to come, and that its forces are safely back on Israeli soil. So good job, Israel. A note found on a dead Hamas terrorist, by the way. So you got to stop this nonsense that, you know, Jews are lying. It didn't really happen. It wasn't that bad. First of all, if 1,400 Jews are killed, does it matter if they were beheaded or if they were just shot? It's a ridiculous argument. But nobody's lying about it. The journalists have all witnessed it. There are videos from the Israeli army. Now there's and there's an audio recording. Now there's a note found that a dead Hamas terrorist calls for Israeli citizens to be beheaded and their hearts removed. I heard an audio of one of the Hamas fighters calling his mommy and daddy at home. And he said, Mommy, Daddy. Of course, he said it in Arabic, but they had the translation. Mommy, Daddy, I killed 10 Jews. I can't believe it. I'm a hero. And that would be true if they were 10 Jews with machine guns. You killed women, children, and babies, you little evil piece of garbage.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.